A new summer series is premiering on TV tonight called Stephen King's Golden Years. Many of King's novels and short stories have been adapted for TV and movies, but this is the first time King has written an original story expressly for television. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Before you start expecting a whole lot out of Stephen King's Golden Years, let me say right up front that it's by the same production team that brought us Pet Sematary and Creepshow. And although it's getting some good reviews, Golden Years is anything but golden. In its plot, and especially its characters, it's comic book stuff all the way, and not a very good comic book either. Take the mad scientist, for example. He's the guy who runs the top-secret facility, experimenting with mysterious chemicals without paying attention to the warnings of his interns. The scientist, played by Bill Raymond, is named Dr. Richard Todhunter, and he's stiff enough to be named Dr. Tabhunter.
Dr. Todhunter?
What is it?
I've got a red light on a secondary override.
Gentlemen, we have a green board.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't.
Shut up, Reddy. You're an intern. That means you keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. Understand?
While Tabhunter, or Todhunter, is playing around in the lab, a 71-year-old man named Harlan Williams is a few doors away, trying to save his job as the plant janitor. His smarmy young boss wants him fired and thinks he's finally found the way to do it.
Sit down, Williams.
What do you want to see me about?
This.
I don't understand.
It means that when you took your last physical, you flunked the eye test. Your vision is now below the level set by the Department of Defense for civilian workers.
Well, before you can say The Incredible Hulk, or The Flash, or any other comic book story with the same plot, the laboratory explodes and the janitor is doused with chemicals. After being sent to a government hospital, Harlan and his wife Gina finally realize the chemicals are making him younger. That doesn't make a bad beginning for a sci-fi story, except that this beginning comes at the climax of the two-hour telemovie. CBS's own on-air ads, and even the teaser at the start of the show, make no secret about King's Fountain of Youth plot twist. So why drag it out until the literal last moment of the premiere episode? But hey, why get picky? There are plenty of other things to complain about. Keith Zarabajka, the young co-star on The Equalizer, doesn't look very convincing at all in his old man makeup. And except for Frances Sternhagen, who plays Harlan's wife, the performances in the pilot are all strictly by the book, by the comic book. There's Ed Lauder as the tough-talking general, Felicity Huffman as the sexy security chief, and, of course, Raymond's mad scientist, who makes Gene Wilder and Young Frankenstein look like a model of restraint. King wrote the first five scripts for Golden Years and the story for the final 2 hours, so this is all his fault. Expect a combination of The Fugitive and Damn Yankees, with a lot of Stephen King's usual trademarks thrown into the mix. Just whatever you do, don't expect too much. While the cliches fly in Golden Years, the story barely gets off the ground. Harlan gets young slowly, but Golden Years gets old fast.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.